When did you start bringing everything downstairs, just so you don't have to go back upstairs again? Joint Relief Institute. Move better, live better without surgery. Call 708-888-0000.
Let's do speed jokes. Sponsored by Team Hochberg. Jokes are poured in. Pat from Waukegan and Warren D. Mead in Bloomington. And Steve from St. John, Indiana, who's listening from Fort Myers Beach. Why are you people telling me where you are traveling to and from? The writer Terry Morgan's in Cuba City, Wisconsin. Pete Saraparu in Mount Prospect and Frank Toka in Kewaunee sent in jokes. Pam Adams did in Tucson and Dave Carr in Canada did as well. I got a joke from Mike Herring, formerly of Moline. He lives in Chicago, in case you care. And Peter Hertzberg sent us a joke too.
In the following scene, Andy Mazur will portray the receptionist at a health club, and John Williams will star as a new customer.
So class is tomorrow at 8. You'll want to wear loose clothes.
Dude, if I could wear loose clothes, I wouldn't be in the class. My neighbors were listening to some pretty cool music last night until they asked me to turn it down. Hey, Andy, my furniture goes back to Louis XIV.
That's impressive.
If I don't pay Louis by the 13th. What did the English nickname their men's Olympic track team? Speed Blokes!
In the following scene, Andy Mazur will portray a person, and John Williams will star as his friend.
Good luck, Andy.
That's a stretch. Hey, John, where have you been lately?
Well, I just got back from climbing Mount Everest.
Summit?
No, all of it. Cops busted up an illegal cow party Saturday night. They kicked in the door and shouted, "Police! Nobody move!" What do you call a patriotic American small curly-haired dog? I'll let you answer this one, Andy. What do you call a patriotic American small curly-haired dog?
Well, of course, John. That'd be a Yankee poodle dandy.
You know, people get married. Did you know that officially our national bird can get married, too?
Seriously?
Yeah, my cousin officiates the ceremonies.
He's a bird pastor?
No, but he is the lesser of two eagles. A lot of work to get there, wasn't
it? Was.
I told my dad I lost my dog, and he said I should look harder, so I shaved my head and got some tattoos, got a leather jacket.
Still can't find the dog?
Still can't find the dog. My urologist said I'm drinking too much, and I said, "Why would you say that?" And he said, "Because there's an olive in your sample." My sister visited an oyster farm this weekend.
Did she have a good time?
She said it shucked. Hey, did I tell you Eugene Levy and his wife invited me and Brenda over for a drink?
No.
But the beverages were all non-alcoholic. Andy?
Here we go.
You could say I drove my Chevy to the Levy's, but the Levy's